My faith requires that every human life be viewed as sacred and the dignity of every individual be respected and honored. When we better understand the devastating spiritual, psychological, social, and biological reality of how pornography violates our unique position in God's creation, we will be better able to minister to those who have been wounded by it. Because of this perspective, I view pornography as an institutional evil that preys on the disaffected, wounded, and desperate members of society. I believe that even those who wholeheartedly embrace pornography's lie of sexual fulfillment and freedom, whether producers, actors, or consumers, are still loved by God. Our calling as Christians is to examine ourselves and walk alongside those who have been damaged by this evil. We are not to demonize others, but to share God's healing, grace, and mercy as they discover their identity in Christ. Healing and right thinking about our sexual nature are found in the person of Jesus Christ, Scripture, the power of the Holy Spirit, and the ministry of the Church. Many excellent books have been written by Christian authors who explain in plain terms how men can deal with pornography. They use language common in Christian culture and easy for many men to grab a hold of. Lust of the flesh, sexual sin, diseased soul, sexual idolatry. Much good comes from using this language when wrestling with the reality of pornography. Many of these authors rightly frame pornography as more than just an ethical or legal matter. It is a spiritual matter. Pornography is also a physical matter, rooted in the biological intricacies of our sexual design. In my opinion, nowhere is the complexity of our sexual nature seen more than in the wiring of the brain. Our reproductive organs are often given too much attention in the discussion of sexuality. It is the brain, however, where we feel the sexual longing, the arousal, the focus, and the ecstasy that comes from sexual intimacy. Using spiritual and psychological language to describe the tenacious grip of sexually destructive patterns is helpful, but calls to pray harder, move the computer to the living room, and get plugged into an accountability group only go so far. They come across as hollow to many men whose brains have been altered and rewired by their experiences with pornography. They have trained their brains to respond sexually to the pornography they consume. We need to move to the next stage of dealing with pornography, cybersex addictions, and sexual compulsions. We can find healthy ways to train the male brain to understand and act on its sexual nature by appreciating our created nature and acknowledging pornography's unhealthy...